This gospel has been somewhat on my mind this week as I've been a little preoccupied with dirt and seed and sod. As you'll notice, we have new sod out in front of the church and the school and back here in the corner. A lot of thought and a lot of help and labor went into this little project, and we still have more to do, obviously. But throughout the week, we were debating, should we put seed in? Should we put sod in? Should we just tear it up for now and kind of wait? So I've been in the midst of, in a sense, this gospel this week, trying to figure this out. And debating and weighing which one is better, seed or sod, kind of weighing prices and options. Of course, the benefit of sod is the grass is already grown. All you have to do is cut it out, lay it down, water it, good. The disadvantage of seed, while cheaper, is of course it takes longer to grow. And you hope that there aren't bad seeds in there that are weeds. And you hope that in the process of growing, kids don't go out and play in the field. All of these things you have to weigh when deciding on seed versus sod. In the gospel, Jesus talks about letting both the weeds and the wheat grow together. And his slaves of the householder rush up and say, well, let's just pull out the weeds. Let's get rid of them so that what's there can really flourish. And the master in his prudence and wisdom says, no, let them grow together. Don't tear out the weeds, because in doing so, you will undoubtedly uproot some of the wheat. This is the wise advice from the master, Jesus, who is a spiritual physician, a spiritual farmer, you might say, who knows precisely how to maximize the yield of the field, the world, as he describes it. True, letting the weeds grow might choke out some of the wheat, but give the wheat a chance. Give it a chance to bear fruit. Don't worry too much about the weeds. They'll be gathered up and burned. And weeds are weeds. When we talk about the harvest, the spiritual harvest, this is one of the gospels where Jesus explains the parable. Often, we have to interpret and explain the parable ourselves. This is one of the few instances Jesus does it. He says exactly what he's talking about. Each part of the parable he explains. Who is the sower? The Son of Man. And who are the good seeds and the bad seeds? He explains it. And who is the enemy? He explains it. And the harvesters and the harvest? He explains it. All of us have to look forward to the harvest. Many of us, and some of us perhaps, are involved in that right now. Berry picking and picking crops and sowing and planting and reaping. It's the season for that. But we all look forward to the harvest when it's done. All of us have to look forward to the spiritual harvest, whether that's the end of our lives, when Christ comes again, the end of time. There will be a time for a harvest. There will be a time of an accounting. And at that accounting, we have to give an account of ourselves to God, and it's a true accounting. We can't fidget or fuss the numbers, so to speak. Jesus knows the ledger through and through. Becoming sons and daughters of God, we began that process when we were baptized, and now we have our whole lives to fulfill that call, to grow and mature and bear fruit like wheat. If we are, however, the weeds of the field, if we grow and do not bear fruit and choke out the wheat, those moments of grace, those people that God sends to us in our lives, disrupting unity, causing dissension, being those thorn bushes, well, we have to account for that too. And Jesus makes it pretty clear. The wheat is gathered up and put into the barn, put into heaven, put into the eternal yield of the Master. And the weeds, they're gathered up and burned. That seems harsh, perhaps. But it's our goal in life, it's our job, it's our vocation as baptized people to be the wheat, to bear fruit, to be good seed in fertile ground. And that fertile ground is prayer, is every good work, is charity, is fasting, is giving to the poor and the needy, is living out the gospel. That's the fertile soil and the fertilizer and the water and the sun that makes the seed grow and bear fruit. Take all that away, and the seed withers and dies. My brothers and sisters, look towards the harvest. It will come. There's no avoiding it. Look towards our accounting of ourselves to God and to one another. Let's make sure we're wheat that bears fruit 30, 60, or 100-fold, as we heard last week. Fruit that will last.